This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is The Morning Run with Wong Xiaoning, Tan Chen Li and Philip C. Now let's take another quick look at the markets. Xiaoning, are we in the green territory still?
Still managing to hang on for dear life because the FVM KLCI is up 0.22% to 1600.
So we are still above the 1600 territory, but now let's shift our attention to the auto sector as it has been seeing a good start to the year. According to data from the Malaysian Automotive Association in February this year, vehicle sales volumes increased by 8% month on month to date, close to 44,000 units.
As for production, on a year-to-date basis, it has jumped 11% to more than 94,000 units when compared to last year. However, the sales and service tax, SST, exemption is expected to end by June this year after multiple extensions. With full reopening and more returning back to office, how is the automotive sector performing? And which of the listed auto players will outperform?
For an outlook on the automotive industry, we have Daniel Wong, analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. Daniel, good morning. So far, total industry vehicle, TIV, sales on year-to-date basis have been pretty encouraging. But what are your expectations when the SST holiday comes to an end in June 2022?
If we look in the first 2 months of the TIV, it was relatively slow. But the number has already picked up in March. You're talking about roughly about 64,000 to 65,000 in March itself. We don't expect these numbers to continue into June. And then post-June, this number likely to slow down. But this slowdown, it really depended on a few factors. First thing is whether the SST exemption is going to be extended. Second thing is that whether OEMs are likely to partially cover the SST exemptions in the event exemption is not being extended. Okay, so these are the few factors going to affect the TIV for the second half of the year. But based on our expectation, we do expect TIV to drop, but the numbers shouldn't be too excessive because likely OEM is going to at least partially cover the SST assumption with the sales campaign in terms of incentive, in terms of freebies, all these extended warranty in order to continue deliver sales volume towards second half of the year.
The auto players are, of course, lobbying for an SST holiday till end of the year, but assuming that this does not materialise, do you see the sector coming under margin pressure overall to keep sales momentum despite rising input costs?
Okay, rather than saying it's going to be under margin pressure, I would say more of a margin normalisation. Why am I saying that? Because first half of the year, OEMs do not need to give good discounts for this because sales are already coming in very good. So they are experiencing good margins, gross margin we are talking about. So in the second half of the year, they're likely to so-called, I would say, more of normalizing margin. Why is because they are likely to sacrifice a bit of this exceptional gains, earnings, profit in the first half towards second half in order to drive the volume towards the second half. If you drive the volume, yes, your gross margin may be slower, but in terms of net margin, you may still be sustaining because your volume is still very high. That's why we call economy of scale towards second half of the year. I think input cost is an issue. It's a concern, but it's really dependent on the Russia and Ukraine war, whether it can extend and then affect the global material prices towards second half of the year. But what we do expect is that there will be some sort of cost management mechanism in terms of efficiency, in terms of volume gain, which is lower down the overall unit cost per unit. And also, of course, there will be some kind of cost pass-through in terms of, for example, if there is new models or new updates models being introduced, this will take into account of higher pricing.
Daniel, the ringgit has been appreciating against the yen. So do any of the listed players stand to benefit?
Well, if you look into listed players, basically all of them almost all of them will say are beneficiary of this yen. But in terms of who has a larger percentage of benefit or higher leverage to the yen depreciation, ringgit appreciation against yen would be Bumas Auto, which has a higher leverage towards the yen.
But Daniel, globally, we hear of supply chain disruptions that have impacted auto plants in Japan and even in the United States. So are there any repercussions to the auto dealers in Malaysia? And do we have a sense of if there is any order backlog?
Okay, first thing, global supply chain disruption. Basically, it's not only affecting Japan, US, or also in worldwide, including Thailand and Malaysia, all this. Just that, how severe are this? I would say the severe part would be more to US and Japan, of course. And then if you look into Malaysia, basically Malaysia is still manageable situation, especially for the CKD unit. CPU unit, of course, if you direct import from Japan, all this, it will be affected in terms of, from a Japan plant. Okay, so in terms of repercussion, I would say I don't expect a material impact from this supply chain disruption for this year. Any sense of order backlog? Our order backlogs are mainly more to CKD units. We have a dependent on model specific. Some of the models you're talking about, for example, X50 Proton, you're talking about backlog over 6 months period. Some of the models you're talking about only 1 to 2 months period. If you look into average basis, I would say backlogs roughly about 3 to 4 months.
So what is your call in the sector and what is your top picks?
My call on sector is a neutral call. First half, we do expect strong numbers come in, but there are element uncertainty towards second half of the year. Okay, topics for the sectors, we have a buy call on DRB Highcom and Perro Dua, and also DRB Highcom and Perro Dua is mainly due to a strong leverage onto national automotive. We believe these two national motive will remain strong towards in the longer term. And then we have also a buy call on Sime Darby is because of their strong balance sheet at the moment, and also with their ongoing restructuring, and also they have a high leverage onto the high increasing commodity prices in Australia.
But are there any risks to your sector call that we should be cognizant of?
I believe the major risk for the sector would be the supply chain disruption. If things get worsened, it will affect the overall volume, ability for the OEMs to deliver their cars. Second biggest risk for the sector would be how severe is the Russia and Ukraine war. Of course, if Russia and Ukraine war continue to extend, it's not only affect the auto sector, it also affect all the other major sectors in the world. You're talking about energy pricing, all this.
Thank you, Daniel. That was Daniel Wong, analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank, giving us the laydown of the auto sector. His calls, DRB Highcom, Perdue, and Sime Darby?
Perdue is not listed.
Oh, sorry.
But the two companies that he is keen on are DRB and Sime Darby. Of course, if you look at DRB, it's partially because of the exposure to Proton, right? Because they have a 49% stake. If you look at the consensus numbers, five buys, 2 holds, no sells. Consensus target price for this stock is R1.88. Last time price was R1.48. So a bit of upside here. We're talking about 27%. The other counter that he likes is Sime. Currently, there are 14 buys on this name. 3 holds and no sells. Consensus target price for this is R2.67. Current share price is R2.41. But he also highlighted that there are some proxies to this ringgit appreciation. Actually, it's a yen depreciation more than a ringgit appreciation. And the biggest one is, of course, Burma's Auto, because they are the most sensitive to yen exposure.
Well, you talk about currency exposure. How about supply chain issues and also the planned SST exemption, ending of that term right by June? I think there's a lot of pressure whether we can extend it to end of the year, but unlikely, right? Because government is also under a lot of pressure to improve their fiscal expenditure. But stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.